We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's the biggest thing that you lose with Joe departing from your staff?
My golfing buddy. No, I'm just kidding. in all seriousness, Joe is, Joe and I worked together a long time, and obviously he left for Miami and continued to grow himself and came back here and really did a great job of just being my right-hand guy to help me where I couldn't be. And, you know, we had to put a staff together and then we had to, you know, Sean and his staff were here, but we had to put up a full scouting staff, and Joe did a great job with that. And then we had to start on this roster. And so he's a great evaluator. He's a great communicator. He's got, you know, he's a really good leader. He can talk to the owner. He can talk to anybody, sponsor, fans, whoever. He just knows how to relate. He's very personable. Family guy. I mean, I could go on, but he'll, we'll miss him. You don't replace people like that right away. We have a good staff and people will try and fill his role, but you know, he'll definitely be missed.
Yeah. You kind of alluded there to my next question. I know it's fresh and it just happened, but do you anticipate replacing him in house or do you, have you not gotten that far yet?
Yeah. I mean, really haven't gotten that far, Jay. You know, we're so focused on the season right now and where we're at, and it happens fast, as you know, into these senior bowls and combine and free agency. So, you know, right now we've got a good staff. I've talked to some of them one-on-one. I'm going to Zoom with all of my personnel staff tomorrow and just kind of run through, make sure we have all the responsibilities that Joe was handling covered as we move forward. But, really got a good staff here and we'll handle that internally right now.
You were a right-hand man once. You mentioned Joe as being a right-hand man. There's a big difference between a right-hand man and, you know, Robin and Batman. You know what I mean? What is the key to making that step and why are you confident that Joe can make it?
Joe is a very intelligent person. He's a great listener. You know, he's not going to walk in to those offices and act like he's got all the answers, whether he's talking to scouts, whether he's talking to the PR department, the training room. It's an all-encompassing job, but, you know, I let Joe be involved in everything. And if he wasn't in a meeting, you know, sometimes, unless it was just me and Sean directly, and it was something that we need to keep personal, you know, if it was in the medical room, why we're not going to draft this player, anything like that. If Joe was not in the meeting, and he was in many of them, but if he was not, I shared with him the reasoning behind it so that he could understand that. And, you know, Joe has dealt with agents. He's recruited players here when it comes down to after the draft or a time when, you know, in free agency, when it's not about the money anymore, it's just about the opportunity. And he understands all that stuff. Again, got great relationships with other GMs, assistant GMs, personnel directors, coaches around the league. Those are all the reasons I think he's going to be very successful when he gets his, you know, gets himself planted there in New York.
Brandon, you mentioned a lot of things why you like Joe and all that, but if you had to name the one reason why you brought him over years ago and made him basically your right hand guy, what would that be, Brandon?
Dependable. He's never going to let you down. You know, if I could, you can't be in this job. You can't be everywhere. I can't be with the scouts and also with the coaches or also down in the training room. And he was another set of eyes and ears. And I know it's going to be done the right way. I didn't have to go back behind him. And this goes back to when he was working for me in Carolina. And I know if you talk to Bill Parcells, he's going to say something similar. Just there's so many adjectives that I could describe Joe. Dependable is one. He'll never let you down.
Obviously, the Giants have an opening at head coach. I was curious, what is a head coach getting in a partner when you talk about Joe as his GM?
Well, I think Joe has seen how Sean and I work here. And, you know, neither Sean nor I walked through the building that we got all the answers or that it's my way or Sean's way. It's collaborative. We listen to our coaches. We listen to our doctors, our trainers, our scouts. Whatever the decision needs to be made, we listen. And then we try to make an informed decision. You know, Joe will have to ultimately make some decisions, you know, whether it's a draft pick or that final decision on paying a player on their team or a free agent somewhere else. But he's gonna value everyone's input. He appreciates when people put the work in and hearing their voice. He'll be very collaborative through the whole draft process and very inclusive. And I think, you know, that staff there will see real quickly what Joe's skills is, what his skill set is. And I think they'll follow along right away once he kind of lays out the vision.
You mentioned putting that staff together when you first got there, which is obviously kind of unique for a GM to have to do. What was Joe's role in helping you assemble that staff, that scouting staff?
Well, you know, we sat here, it was literally on Mother's Day, and I had just taken the job and flew him here. And it's funny because he was living in South Florida and had to tell his wife on Mother's Day he was moving to Buffalo where it was a little chillier. But we literally sat in my office and I never changed it. There's a board that's kind of closed and we started with our college scouts and we drew a map. And what Joe drew looks like a cow. It doesn't really look like a map. And so I laughed at it. I said, hey, if we make this right, Joe, we'll laugh at this one day at the first staff. But we literally listed pro guys that we knew in the league, college guys that we knew in the league, guys that had done both. And we just started calling. And just like we do players, we started recruiting on what this vision was going to be about, the guys we knew. And then we also talked to people around the league. Hey, who would you recommend for this? And we interviewed people that neither one of us knew or had worked with, but had heard about them. And, you know, he and I sitting there for a couple of days, just laying this out, recruiting people. Not every person was ready to move their family or they liked their role, but we spent the next couple of weeks interviewing and adding one by one. And within a couple of weeks, we had the staff filled.
And if I could ask a follow up to kind of dovetails off of that, I don't know if you feel like breaking news right here, but have you discussed with him, anybody from your staff who will be joining him here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we like our staff and we plan on keeping our staff here.
Well documented that your guys' selection of Josh Allen was a huge moment for your organization. And just wanted you to maybe dive into the details a little bit for us of how central Joe's role was in the scouting and, you know, selection of him over the other quarterbacks available that year.
Yeah, good question. Like every player, I mean, Joe was very involved. He and I both saw Josh live as we did some of the other quarterbacks that fall, the fall of 17. And then, the next time we saw these guys was at the Senior Bowl. You know, we saw Josh there, we saw Baker, Mason Rudolph, several others. And we just, you know, Joe was there every step of the way. We did private visits with these guys. We brought some of them here when you could do the 30 visits. That's, you know, not happening right now with the COVID world we're in, but, Joe was there every step of the way. We had a meeting one time with our owners it went about 17 hours and Joe was right in there, you know, Sean, you know, Brian Daboll. And we went through all these guys again, over and over and watched them. And again, Joe saw the whole process. He actually coordinated our each visit. When we went to Laramie, he coordinated with Josh and his agent, where we're going to meet Josh, where we're going to go to dinner, what's expected, who's going to be there. He kind of handled all those things and again, was a big part of the process. He did all the evaluation. He gave his honest opinion on how he saw each quarterback. And again, his opinion was very valued. And then ultimately I had to make the decision.
How similar do you think the situation is with what he's going to have to do coming to the Giants compared to what you guys had to do when you got there in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, Jordan, I don't know a lot. You know, the one thing I would say that I'm aware of just in my brief conversation with him after his first interview with the Giants was the salary cap situation. You know, our salary cap was not in a very healthy situation when we got here. And I know it looks like that's the case for the Giants. You know, I haven't studied the roster where they're at. You know, they didn't just draft a quarterback, and Daniel Jones has been drafted a few years ago. It was kind of a different point for us from that standpoint. But, you know, Joe was involved. In many of the meetings that we had as far as how we're going to fix this cap. And if he wasn't in some of the meetings, maybe I had with me, Sean, and ownership, I definitely shared with him why we're going to plan to move on from a player, re-sign a player, whatever it is. And so he'll do a really good job. He knows his strengths and weaknesses, and he'll work with, you know, the staff there to develop a plan for how they're going to move and fix the cap going forward.
And real quick, on a separate note, do you expect him to, possibly take some of your coaches with him? I know they asked about personnel. That's been something that's been out there. And how do you sort of, what do you sort of make of that at this point?
Yeah, I don't really know. We haven't discussed that at all. I mean, obviously he can interview, you know, some of the guys that have been out there for a head coaching job. And you know, we would, just as we're happy for Joe, we'd be happy for those guys to get that opportunity. You know, if it's not one of the, you know, the coordinators, you obviously you can't stop those.
Right.
Yep. So again, I don't know what, you know, I didn't want to press him on his conversations with, the Giants and ownership that he had there. I thought that was his personal stuff. So beyond that, I really don't know, Jordan.
This front office, man, this is the third front office member to get a managerial position because of what yourself, Coach McDermott, and staff have found success in a quick period of time. Do you think that played a part in other NFLs using the Bills blueprint as that model?
Yeah, I'd like to hope so. I mean, we don't want to lose our people. You just like good players, you don't want to lose good staff. But at the same time, I'd rather be losing them for this reason, a promotion, because we know this business, you can go the other way. If you don't have success, people can lose their jobs and have to move for the wrong reasons. So it's a good problem to have. I hope, you know, again, I don't ever want to lose anyone, but at the same time, as Dan Morgan went to Carolina, I was super, super happy for him. Brian Game, when he went to Houston, we've gotten Brian back since, but very happy for him. And again, you know, sad personally to lose Joe. And I know a lot of people in the building will be, such a good person and really worked hard for us these last five seasons. And but it's a gain for the Giants, and I'm happy for him and Marie and their family. They're going to do great.
Absolutely. And with that being said, I know Jordan asked you that. I'm quite sure you wouldn't be shocked if he was able to choose, Coach Dable, Coach Frazier for the positions, just due to, you know, the bond that what you and Coach have been able to put together, a la GM and Coach. And, you know, with the familiarity with Dable and him up in Miami, I'm quite sure that makes it a unanimous, you know, candidate, if you will. But I mean, but how deserving are those two coordinators? And do you feel that it's time for them to be a head coach at this moment?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too long in it, Mookie, but yes, I think Brian is going to do a great job when he gets his chance as a head coach, mm-hmm. and Leslie as well. Leslie's obviously done it before and had great conversations with him about what he learned. And I know he will, you know, I'd be surprised if they don't get a lot of looks. You know, they've already had some, and I'm hoping both of them get their chance. They deserve it.
We talked to Dawson a few hours ago, Dawson Knox, and he was saying how Joe's humor really stands out to him, and he's used that to build relationships with players. You've mentioned so many times just his strength in building relationships with different people. How have you seen him do that with players specifically?
Yeah, I mean, he can talk to anyone. He knows he'll – he obviously followed that player somewhere in college, pro, and you can talk to him about people, common people they know. Oh, you know this coach, you know this player, whatever. Just commonalities. He can relate to anyone so well, and again, he's well respected. you know, I was upstairs earlier and Josh Allen was looking for him. But Joe had to leave to, you know, do a Zoom, I think, with some of the people in New York. But anyhow, it's just, that's, you know, Joe has that effect on people. And once people get to know him in New York, I think they'll see, you know, that way that he communicates and just really puts people at ease.
Was that just Josh looking to congratulate him or?
Probably bust his chops more than anything. But no, congratulate him as well. You know, again, as I said earlier in that quarterback process, Joe was the first person to reach out to each of these guys, including Josh, you know, texting where we're going to meet and what the layout is. So they formed a bond as he did with several of those quarterbacks in that process.
You know, you guys have had a lot of success in the middle rounds of the draft, and not every team is able to find the kind of talent that you guys have in rounds 3 through 5 since you've been working with Joe. What about his talent evaluation makes him such a strong candidate to be the Giants GM and makes him such a good fit there?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all get in these seats in different ways. Joe started as a grunt scout. He was an intern for me, but as a football ops intern, and then became a scouting assistant role and then became an area scout. And he's one of those guys that he was a quick riser, Matt. And the reason he was because people trusted, they saw this guy. I mean, he started out going to small schools you probably never heard of, like Gardner Webb and Wingate. And, you know, App State wasn't App State then, just schools like that. But even though he was grading a lot of players that were probably never going to really make it at this level, you could tell that he had what it takes and he was doing the work. And he really saddled up with guys in this business who had had success, who taught him the right way. He didn't just learn from one person. And that was what he was so excited about, you know, going to Miami. He had been around a lot of things in Carolina, but he wanted to see a fresh way. It was obviously a promotion for him, but Coach Parcells was taking over, and what a great opportunity to learn from him and see a different way to look at players and construct a roster and build a team. And that's what was cool when Joe and I got back together here is, you know, I had learned various things through the different leaders, and whether it was coaches or GMs that I was with. And it was a long time that we were apart, almost 10 years, and then come back and kind of compare our ideas. Well, Coach Parcells said, you'd never do this, or, you know, and I've given something that Marty Herney or Dave Gettleman or whoever else said. And so it helped both of us to get different perspectives. And I think, you know, Joe is a worker. You know, there's no magic eyes, Matt, that any of us have that says it's about doing the work. And the New York Giants will never have to worry that Joe didn't invest the right time in evaluating a player, college or pro.
I guess how valuable, just a quick follow-up, if you don't mind, how valuable is it to have that experience going up, you know, scouting college players coming in, but then also having that pro background and kind of meshing the two as a GM?
It definitely is. It helps because when you're evaluating pro players, you have to put values on player. We can all say, I want this tight end, but I don't want him, you know, he's on another team, I'm in free agency, but I don't want him at any price. And so I've got to be able to assign a value. And then the next part of that is working with my salary cap guy or my lead negotiator, putting parameters as he talks to the agent, and maybe I got to jump in. And again, Joe's been in those things, and that's the key there as you transition from college to pro to being successful. And again, he's done all that. He's run free agency meetings, you know, run draft meetings. There's nothing from a personnel standpoint that he hasn't seen. Does he know every single thing about the cap? No, not yet. But what he does, like a lot of us, he knows what questions to ask, and he knows, you know, who to listen to and who to lean on, and then he'll make the final decision.
You kind of have references a couple times in your last answer. We're talking about this, but for you on a personal level, having seen Joe, known Joe for so long, seen him rise from an intern to where he is now, what is this kind of like for you to see him getting this job? Like, is it full circle? Had you seen this coming? Like, from on a more personal side of things?
Yeah, Elena, great question. Personally, it's bittersweet. You know, he's a great friend. His family is a great friend of my family. So those are the hard part. You know, I'm excited for him to get his chance, his opportunity to prove that he can do it. I mean, that's why I left Carolina. I wanted to prove that I could sit in this seat and deal with all the nuances of the job and have success. And he's been a great part of what we have here, but he wants to put his stamp on it. And he won't do everything the way I do it, but I'm sure there's things that he learned from me. There's mistakes I've made that he's seen that he's probably going, man, I'm not going to do that when I get in the seat. And so personally, I'm really thrilled for him and his family. And it is full circle. I remember the first day he showed up at training camp, you know, in 2000, you know, in Carolina with us. And he was making coffee at 5:30 in the morning for the special teams coach. He was catching long field goals that were going into the woods. Whatever you asked him, he didn't mind doing it. And it never changed to this moment when he's got this job. So really thrilled for him, Elena.
And then a completely different note, you mentioned that, you know, tomorrow you're going to have a Zoom with the staff and kind of go over things. How hard is that? Obviously, with everything going on, you know, there's more long-term things to figure out. But in the short term, how hard is that to kind of break up what he was doing and make sure everything's being handled?
Yeah, I mean, we have a good process here. And so a lot of Joe's duties were just making sure things were running right, whether it's in the pro scouting. Like right now, the pro scouts are working, making sure they have all their advances for these upcoming opponents as you approach the playoffs week by week. And then at the same time, our college scouts are about to start traveling to these NFLPA on Sunday, and then East West and Senior Bowl follows. So this Zoom will allow me to talk through, make sure we all, if Joe had them doing something that I was unaware of, or Terrence Gray or Malik Boyd or Brian Gain was unaware of, just make sure we're all on the same page from a communication standpoint, because sometimes there were things that I would pass off and I know he had it. And that'll be, we'll all just kind of pitch in and fill in the gaps of what Joe was kind of handling, overseeing. And I expect all our guys to step up. You know, we're really proud of the staff we have.
Two quick questions. The first one is, in case Joe gets us out on the golf course and he tries to sandbag us, what's his real handicap?
Let's see. Right now, his real handicap's probably about a 16, but he'll quickly get down to about a 10. So he'll definitely want strokes. So he always fudges on the box what his real handicap is at that time. He'll try to tell me, well, the last three rounds I shot this. So make sure you check his index out yourself.
Okay. The final question, the real one is, for you, was this only a matter of time?
I hoped. I mean, you never know. This is a tough business we're in, Tom, as you know, covering it. And but I hope that I have more people in this building that are going to get a chance. You know, Terrence Gray, Malik Boyd are the leaders of the college and pro, and Brian Gain has done it and come back. And we got some young guys underneath that, and a couple of young ladies that are grooming themselves as well. So, Tom, I hope I have more of these coming, because A, it means I'm still in this seat, things have gone okay, and B, that the Bills are having success. And it's, again, it's bittersweet because you don't want to lose good people, but you're real thrilled for them, as we are for Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.